Pleased to be joined by Preseli Pembrokeshire MP Stephen Crabb. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ollie.
Back from recess, and I should imagine a busy time, a busy first few weeks.
Yeah, it will be. And Parliament now goes back at the start of September, just like the schools. It will break again for a couple of weeks for the party conferences in October. So what it means that the first few weeks in September are always very, very intense. We all come back here. There's lots to get on with, as ever. But particularly this year, given what's happened with the vote to take Britain out of the European Union, all of the political change that's gone on in recent weeks, the new Prime Minister, new government, there will be an awful lot of things to be talking about and looking at in the new parliamentary session.
Definitely. It was a very busy period just ahead of summer. And like you say, we now have a new Prime Minister who called Cabinet just last week to talk about what Brexit means and everything like that. So a lot of those negotiations will be ongoing. A lot of people have very kind of different views on Brexit. As a Remain campaigner, Stephen, what would be your kind of view?
Yeah, so this is an issue that I'll be taking a close interest in. I've been very clear that we would always respect the outcome of the referendum. There was a majority of people in the country, and particularly in Pembrokeshire, who voted for Britain to come out of the European Union. We are now committed to implementing that. Where I come from in this is I want to see the terms of that exit, that terms of that negotiated withdrawal from the European Union, give the best possible chance of economic success to Britain, but particularly for Wales and particularly West Wales. And so I will be looking at, for example, what kind of access will our farmers be getting to the European single market once we come out. I'll be looking at what kind of support will the UK government in Westminster provide to agriculture and environmental projects. Like, will it be the same as what the European Union gives at the moment? So there are lots of big questions that we need to be looking at from a Pembrokeshire point of view, even though this, as you say, is a big, big national issue.
Just before recess, it was an absolute madness kind of time in politics. And we had the Brexit vote, we had a new Prime Minister, and we had yourself run for leadership and then resign from government following some newspaper allegations. What are your kind of reflections now after summer on that very busy period?
Yeah, it's been a year of turbulence politically and obviously personally for me as well, being in the heart of David Cameron's government. The change in job back in March when I moved from being Secretary of State for Wales to Secretary of State for Work and Pensions. And it's been a fascinating time politically. For those neutral observers, it's been a very, very interesting set of events. For people involved in it, it's been very intense, a lot of pressure. I'm very happy with the position at the moment. I'm taking a spell on the back benches, supporting the government from the back benches and throwing my weight into constituency issues and obviously focusing on family life too. So people shouldn't go into politics and get elected to Parliament because they want to be a minister. They should be going into Parliament because they want first and foremost to represent a constituency. And so getting a chance to be a minister will always ever be an extra bolt on, really. The core job is representing your constituency, and that's something I'm very happy to be doing.
And talking about that, so what do you see as kind of the big issues facing Pembrokeshire now over the next year?
Yeah, so from the discussions I've been having this summer, obviously summertime is an occasion for farming shows in Pembrokeshire. It's also an important time for tourism as well. So I've spent a lot of my time in the constituency this summer talking to businesses about tourism, broadband issues, transport connections, and we've been talking for years, haven't we, about the need for improved road connections and rail connections between Pembrokeshire and the rest of the country. And I think if we are thinking about how the Pembrokeshire economy is going to change and develop in the future, particularly in the context of Brexit, then we need to look at some very long-term big picture improvements. And I would say that dueling of the A40 is right up there at the top of the list. But before that, there are some more immediate wins that we should be aiming for. So making sure that we fully roll out the superfast broadband project to really cover those nooks and crannies and corners of Pembrokeshire where there aren't any broadband connections at the moment. That's a vital priority. So an awful lot to be getting our teeth into.
People will be able to have their say as well. You'll have plenty of surgeries coming up as well as you dive back into constituency work. And where can people kind of keep up to date with that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so we had a surgery last week. There'll be another one this week, and we'll be holding them regularly then throughout the autumn. Information is always available on the website, or if people want to give the office a call. And even if people aren't available for a surgery appointment, there's lots of other ways, either over the phone or in other kinds of meeting, that we can address constituent problems.
And a busy time for you, I'm sure, Stephen. So wish you well, and thanks so much for catching up with us.
Cheers, Ollie. All the best.